On the birthday scam today, we're going to call a woman who submitted a claim to insurance. She visited, I think, a dermatologist. And they had, like, you know, when they'll zap one of those little spots off your face.
Yeah, they hit you with a little of the cold stuff, and it falls off eventually. Yeah. And it's
just as, and we're going to call from the insurance company and say that that's not covered because that was purely cosmetic.
Hello?
Erica, please.
This is she. Masker speaking.
Yes, this is John Erickson with Healthcare. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm calling about a claim that you filed with us for a visit, it looks like, to your dermatologist.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's $1,168.
Yeah, it was just, it was like a sunspot, like a dark area. So, yeah, I had it quickly taken off.
Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to cover that.
Not cover.
Yes, the $1,168, you're going to be responsible for that.
You guys are supposed to cover stuff like that.
Well, we cover things that are medically necessary. And
This was absolutely like a medical concern.
Was there a biopsy?
No. I mean, they took care of what needed to, and then it fell off later. I was supposed to keep an eye on
right,
it, and I go so back if there's any problem.
Purely cosmetic.
I'm sorry. No, can I talk to someone else?
Look, we run into this all the time with women with cosmetic needs. And
this is not a cosmetic need.
Just pure vanity.
Okay. I need to speak to someone.
You
I mean,
didn't
this is
need
absolutely
this.
Ridiculous. I would really like your name as well. Can you give me your name?
Hold
one
on
more time?
Just a second. I'll get you my manager.
Hello, Bob Sweeney.
Hi, Bob. He is telling me that the insurance company is not going to pay for...
Here's what I'll do. If you could take just a quick photo of the area that was worked on, just, you know,
okay,
with your phone, and text it to me, I will...
Text it to you?
Yeah, just text it right to my phone, and I can do a quick review. Maybe there might be a way to get it covered.
No, I think that you should be able to call the doctor.
No, we could do this in 5 minutes.
But I just don't feel super comfortable giving you my phone number and texting your personal line because now...
Why not? We're the insurance company.
Now it's been taken out of the insurance
company. Just take a quick
and
pic.
It's going between two people.
That's all we need.
That's not okay with me. So I really would
just
appreciate...
Get in front of the mirror with the cell phone. No top.
I'm not...
And take
excuse
a quick...
Excuse me?
Quick shot. Just so I can see the whole area.
Okay, I actually don't need to speak to anyone else from your company.
Just
I'm
from,
about
you know,
to report you.
Belly button up.
That is
that
absolutely
area.
Ridiculous. That's uncalled for. That's unprofessional. And that's harassment.
Let's check all the spots.
Is he on the phone as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all here.
I never
what
left.
What the f***?
It's not
what's
a doctor.
Going on.
It's not an
okay,
insurance
all right.
company.
I'm hanging up.
Erica, don't go. It's Dean and Raj. This is from Alex, your husband, I presume. It's the birthday scam.
Happy birthday.
This is not funny.
Well,
and I'm going to kill Alex for this.
It's all harmless prank.
This is not real, but I can't laugh at it right now.
Okay.
That's all right.
He did it out of love, you know.
This is not funny. You guys are not funny.
You tell Alex that we called, and you have yourself a very happy birthday.
Okay.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. A 36-year-old woman was arrested for trying to burn the Kansas City Royals outfield at 4:30 in the morning. You cannot make these stories up. Bridget DePriest was spotted by security and charged with trespassing and open burning after allegedly setting several fires on the Kauffman Stadium grass. Now, I'm not sure if she's an upset fan because the Royals are so horrible and are currently 20 games under 500. But unless they start winning, they'll be paying her to burn the field. That's today's Wild Pitch.
And they had another one of the Country Music Awards last night. I think there are about 7 of those throughout the course of the year.
Right. Were these the CMAs, the big ones?
These were the CMTs.
CMTs. Is that the big one?
I don't know which is the bigger of them.
I don't know.
Probably the CMA, but how do I know?
Well, this
Who
way,
can know that?
Everybody gets an award. You have enough shows, Used to be back when I listened to country, it was just Alabama that won every year.
Right.
For every year for like 8 years in a row. It was
they
Alabama.
Were huge, yeah. They were the hairiest band ever to win.
Right.
They all had big beards.
We were the first ones to kind of make that cross. But
I don't pay attention to these things. I don't pay attention to them at all. But Kelly Clarkson was on and she sang American Woman.
Oh, really?
By the Guess Who. And now you're getting into our area.
She's got some good pipes.
Okay.
And she is on The Voice with Blake Shelton and Adam Levine.
Yes.
You can be on all the country shows you want, and I don't care about any of that. But when you start messing with classic rock, then I get interested, okay?
Have you heard it?
This is what we do. Okay. I want to hear it.
Are you done?
Get it out here right now. I want to know if this is good or not.
Well, we're waiting.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
By all means.
Well,
she put her own spin on it. You know, she's not singing it just in the exact same note pitch. But I think she's a terrific singer.
I do, but I just find this over the top.
Well, is this on? Oh, this is on the award show.
Yeah, this is on the Country Music Award show. I know on the singing shows they
go over the top. Yeah, if this had been on The Voice. Well, she's blasting it out. That's
really
for sure.
It's kind of like Lenny Kravitz's rendition of it.
Yeah, that is like Lenny's. Yeah, that's exactly right. She took the Lenny Kravitz rendition and
took that up a notch.
Took it up a notch. Well, he did it in a different tonal way too, and that's what she's got going.
The Kravitz.
And is he on guitar?
Not that I know. This sounds slow compared to what. Sleepy.
Yeah, well, it's recorded.
She took it to a higher register, I guess.
Well, when you see Lenny Kravitz do it live, he does it.
Yeah. Live is different than a studio, obviously.
Totally. Right.
She's, you know, for her to be out there hitting those notes in a live setting, I think it's pretty impressive. And at least with her hitting those bombastic notes, it's not like Michael Bolton, who has zero or just full throttle because... You have to.
Why are we still picking on Michael Bolton?
Because he used to shout just as a defense mechanism.
He was shouty.
He was a shouter.
And she is shouty, but she's doing.
She's got a true voice
with soul and key.
Anyways, that's my take on her.
And then this.
And
was,
at least they're playing some classic rock. You know, I mean.
Right.
Which is a great tribute.
And then there was the original.
Come on.
No, this was good, too.
This was the prelude, the intro.
Yeah, that was good. All right. Now, the guy got swore at by the McDonald's manager in Muskego, Wisconsin. A guy goes to the McDonald's drive-thru with his son. They order, and then they're told to, you know, pull up ahead and wait.
Yeah, right. Their orders, and they bring it out to him at the curb.
Oh, I hate
rather
that.
Rather quickly.
That is the worst.
What's the principle behind fast food if it isn't done quickly?
I understand that happens maybe, but that you hope that the bag comes out quickly then while you're waiting. It took 12 minutes for their food to come out, and then
that's forever in a fast food line.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah, you could go in a restaurant and like a really nice one and order a hamburger in a bar and get it done before then. I had an experience through the fast food once where we were going through Jack in Box, and my son and I, we pulled in, and there's a bus, like a church bus, a small mini church bus in front of us.
Yeah.
And you see the bus pull up and go out and wait. So they had, you know, maybe a dozen people in this. So they're waiting for their order. And we pull up, and we just each ordered whatever, a sandwich apiece. And they give us a bag, and it looks like a big bag. And we head up the road. My son says, Dad, we have 20 tacos in this bag.
So let's listen to this manager. So they go back and confront the manager. They had to wait 12 minutes, and they want their money back for that.
And the manager's not having it.
No.
Their own cheeseburger. Speakers not out of a hamburger.
I just want my money back.
I'm getting your money back.
So what she says there, it's hard to hear this.
Yeah, is that a woman? Yeah.
That's a female manager, and she says, teach your son how to make a cheeseburger. Effing cheeseburger. That's what she's saying there.
Our own cheeseburger. Teach your son how to cook a hamburger.
I just want my money back.
I'm getting your money back. I want you to get out of my line.
I want you out of my line, she says.
Wow.
So move your crappy car.
What?
Someone's having a bad day. That is not a happy meal.
No, it's not.
I should have been out of my line a long time ago. Now we're on 12 minutes. I'm waiting for one sandwich.
You're not getting your sandwich.
I don't want a sandwich.
No,
why are you insulting my car?
To get your money back. These are $9.13.
75.
One, two, three, four, and nine.
Good. I hope you know
all you're
swearing is on video.
Oh, yeah. She's done. Oh.
Your car,
I got you on video.
I got you on the video.
I got you on the video there. You're going to be on the YouTube.
She goes, here's your $9.13. 75, he says.
Yeah. 75. She tried to short him.
She reluctantly counts it out. One, two.
Wow. You know McDonald's is going to have to axe her.
Well, they say that they are currently investigating the situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Maybe there's a... she needs a little time off.
She needs to go back to Hamburger University, which is a real thing. That's what McDonald's has. It's in Chicago. But, yeah, I will post that. There's a whole video with that if you want to see.
Could you see the car? What's the kind of car is it?
You can't see the car because he's videoing from inside the car.
Right. He's the one filming.
You know, I videotaped. I went through a Kentucky Fried Chicken the other day, and the guy, I could hear everybody laughing and joking, and the guy couldn't hear me, and he kept saying, ma'am, ma'am. And I said, if you would tell everybody in there to be quiet, you could hear me give my order. And then the manager got on. She said, ma'am. And then I gave her my order, and then I went up, and I was videotaping the whole time because I thought they were going to give me, and they were nothing but nice.
Well, that's
was
good.
It the customers or the employees all laughing?
All the employees, you could hear them all laughing in the background while he was trying to take my order. You know, he's got the headset on, and yeah. I could hear them screaming and laughing and joking.
Right. And. Their own cheeseburger. Teacher's not out of a hamburger.